Hello, mamas. I used to think that when we discovered aliens, the world would just stop. Everyone would stop. You'd turn on the news, see it plastered across the screen, breaking news, aliens found. I thought it would be this perfect, absolute moment where we knew we weren't alone in the universe. And here we are in 2023, where goddamn every single week there is a new legitimate alien situation. We have found aliens. You go onto Twitter, you go onto TikTok, and people are like, I cannot believe that we have found aliens, and no one is talking about it. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I actually love conspiracies. I love to dabble in hearing people talk about how they think the global elite are harvesting the blood of people to make their skin better. I think keep it up. It's real entertaining. It's real awesome to listen to. And you know what? What is life if you can't have a few crazy conspiracy theories? Truly, what is it? But we're getting to a point with alien conspiracy theories specifically where it's just not fun. It's not fun because it's like the boy who cried wolf. The classic story where there was always, I actually don't know the classic story at fucking all, but I'm assuming there was a boy and he was like, wolf, wolf, bitches, wolf. And no one was like, there's not a wolf there. And then his ass got eaten by a wolf. He got eaten the fuck up. And then he was like, wolf. And that was it. Because he was yapping about wolves all the time. I'll expand on that right after this quick break.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The boy that cried wolf, it's the society that cried alien, okay? We went from getting these, like, weird fringe conspiracies that aliens are real, like, proof of aliens, like,
I saw this white light above my house in Roswell, New Mexico, and it was an alien. It fluttered away, and then it came to my house and shoved a little thing up my poo-poo, and it took my dignity, first of all, and it took my wife, and it took my kids.
And, like, meanwhile, they're just, like, schizophrenic and, like, killed their whole family, and they're like,
but it was aliens.
Like, we get that so often, and why I don't, I'll make it very clear right now. I don't think that we've ever come across aliens at all. And this ties into why I am also, like, pretty much atheist, why I don't believe there's a God. We have technology up the fucking wazoo. We have Apple Store making 4K goddamn, like, phones with 4K cameras, front and back, and the back has 3 cameras. You would think by now, if there was any funky stuff going on, we would know. We would know. We would pull out iPhone and record, but that's just not the case. That's not the case, and that's why I have my beliefs, and I could be dead fucking wrong, okay? The aliens or Jesus could come down from the sky and smite me down to hell, and you know what? That's where I am going then, and that is that. But truly, truly, if aliens were real, I think someone would have actually recorded it by now. Now, we had these theories. We had these crazy people being like, I saw aliens. Aliens probed me. They shoved a rose vibrator at my butt and put me back on Earth. And now I'm making a Twitter thread about it. Like, that's what we have. But recently we've been having, like, these more kind of, like, legitimized cases where people were, there's three things that are coming to mind that are pretty recent. The first was these, like, what do you call it? Air Force? I almost said Air Navy. That's just, Air Force, like, fighter pilots and stuff, like, all corroborating on, like, saying they saw the same, like, extraterrestrial fucking situation. They saw like lights in the sky. We have declassified CIA documents of extraterrestrial UFOs, unidentified flying objects. We have a hearing, like an actual government hearing where someone was under oath saying they saw like I need to stop banging on this wood. I'm so sorry. People testifying in front of the government under perjury, which I actually don't know what the fuck that means. Like, how is lying illegal? Like, if I was put on, no, let me not say that, because imagine I get sued. And I'm like, if I was put on a court and I had to go under penalty of perjury, I just fucking lie. No, I wouldn't. I would not. I would tell the truth. But yeah, we had this like dude like testifying in front of the government, and they were like, did a UFO crash? And he was like, yeah. And they were like, did the body in the crash belong? Was it human remains? And he was like, no, it wasn't. And then we just went on about our days. That shit hit Twitter, it hit TikTok. People freaked out. They were like, ah! And we just moved on. And then finally, like, the last thing that I can think of is in Mexico, they, like, they grab these, like, spirit Halloween-ass dummies. Like, literally, like, shit that looks like it came from the clearing section of Spirit Halloween that they were, like, trying to sell on, like, November 15th of, like, these aliens that literally look like goddamn E.T., and they brought it like in front of, I don't know if it was the president or something, but they were like, and we found him. We have dug up ancient aliens. And they broadcasted it. That shit went on news. It was everywhere. Of course, on Twitter, of course. And it's like, whenever shit like this comes up, there's a very specific type of person that freaks out about it. Specifically, I know this one dude from my high school that I think would probably smoked a kilogram of weed every single day. And you know who's the first motherfucker to post whenever there's some sort of alien situation? Him. And I know that gives me kind of a biased point of view, but that's the kind of people that I assume. Okay, so there's like, obviously, like, confirmation bias, which I think is what afflicts most of the people that are like wanting aliens to exist so badly. They believe they're real. And you know what? I don't think there's anything wrong with believing that aliens aren't real. Like, the universe is fucking infinite. You're telling me there's not aliens out there? Like, there's planets with water on them. I'm sure a little germ ended up being a fish, which ended up being a human somewhere out there in the billions and infinite, beyond billion, like quadruple billion light years of space that there is out in space. I'm sure there's something out there. But if you believe that aliens are real, you're going to see, like, anything that comes up, any shred of evidence, you're going to be like, this is it. This is it. This is a big one. And that's what you see, like, all over fucking social media. Now, I actually don't know where, where things went after that, like, court hearing where the dude, like, testified that there was a non-human body. That shit could have been a cow. Like, realistically, no one ever wants to think about, like, the most plausible fucking answer. Everyone always has to, like, jump to the craziest possible possibility. It's like, okay, we have a UFO that crashed and they found a non-human body in it. Every crazy person's first reaction is like, it's a UFO and there's a fucking alien in there. Bitch, if we're being so real, how many fucking cows do you think are just walking around in the fields? Okay, there's, or even just any critters, a bunny, something that if a giant, say, helicopter lands on it, boom, you have a non-human body. You have like goo and like gore in the wreckage. Okay, so here's my fucking take on it. Like, a helicopter flew, crashed, like a secret helicopter from like another government, like, say, let's say Russia or something, crashed, hit a cow, boom. You don't know what the body is in the wreckage, because, well, you know, it's not fucking human, but It's bloody. Okay, we're getting a little bit crazy here, but we're so quick to assume the craziest fucking possibility when there is the most plausible, like, probabilities where, first of all, like, in the US, in Canada, in Western countries, we have fucking beef with so many people. There are spies, human spies, and, like, covert drone spies. There's all sorts of spies. Okay, now I sound like a fucking conspiracy theorist. We don't know what's going on in countries outside of our own for the most part, okay? We have, like, a few allies dwindling as by the day because of the state that the U.S. is in. But we don't know what the fuck China is doing. We don't know what North Korea is doing. It is so much more plausible that these UFOs that we are seeing are literally just planes that Russia or China or North Korea fucking just flew. Like the spy balloon, the Chinese spy balloon. We were like, what is it? It's aliens. No, it was literally just China, and they fucked up on a weather balloon and it blew over Montana. Like, be so for real. So the fact that, like, people are just immediately assume that it's aliens is crazy. And, like, listen, what a fun existence that is. I'm not even, like, dogging it. Like, from a, let's, like, get to the bottom of this perspective, shut the fuck up, but, like, from a just objective point of view, they're having fun. What a beautiful meaning to have to life, to truly believe in your heart that you are on the forefront of finding aliens. That must be a fun, exhilarating situation to be in. And, you know, maybe me talking about this is coming from a little bit of a place of, like, jealousy, because I don't have any beliefs in anything. And I'm, like, fully fine with them. I'm like, oh, I wish I could just find an alien, or I wish I could be touched by Jesus or some shit like that. Like, no, I'm, like, fully, truly content. But I will say, like, they got to be having a blast. They have to be having a blast when they, like, are on Twitter with, like, their little tinfoil hat and they, like, see, like, new alien conspiracy theory dropped. And they're like, yeah! Like, I can't imagine the joy. It must be like a child on Christmas fucking morning who just got the PS5. Like, and I think about, like, in my life, what do I have that's equivalent to that? I'm like, when there's the, like, iOS 17. When iOS 17 came out, I was like, ah! Like, that. I'm not trying to, like, paint my life as, like, miserable, but I don't have any crazy things like that that get me super excited. But, you know, I'm not saying all people that believe in aliens are mentally ill, but I'm sure a big chunk of them toe the line, let's say. So, I briefly talked about the, okay, wait. I have one more point that I want to, like, touch on briefly. There's also, like, so much money and, like, gain to be had in, like, obviously everyone would want to be the person that discovered aliens. And I think people get into that a little bit too much. I truly don't know how we have, like, multiple U.S. Air Force pilots saying they all saw UFOs together. Unless they, like, literally, they, like, got off their shift after, like, doing a couple drone strikes and they're like, fellas, what are we doing tonight? Let's convince the media that we found a fucking alien. That is some shit that I would do if I was in the military. I think I would go insane after a week of being in the military and get dishonorably discharged. But B, with me and my fucking pals, oh, I would so create a little gag. I would be like, y'all fucking, I will give you all $10 if we go on record and just fucking say we saw a UFO. How funny would that be? I'm surprised that shit hasn't happened earlier. I would do that in a heartbeat. Imagine how funny that is. Like, you have an inside joke with your friends. You convince the world that aliens exist. Just because y'all were, like, drunk off some beers and were like, let's... Like, that's funny. And that's probably what happened. That's what I think happened. But Anyways, we'll get into more on aliens and conspiracy theories right after this quick break. To get into, like, quickly the nature of conspiracy theories, I think they get too much of a bad rep. Some people act like the conspiracy theories that, like, not to get political, but, like some conspiracy theories that people on both sides make, both sides of the political spectrum make, are, like, the most damaging, horrific things, when really it's just, like, one crazy dude, like, shouting into the fucking void, being, like, the earth is flat. Like, that's not harming anyone. Like, let the flat earthers just fucking think that the earth is flat. That it's truly the most harmless conspiracy. We all know they're wrong. We have Google Earth. We have Apple Map. Like, we just, but just let them have that. Because what the fuck else do they have if you take that away from them? They're not hurting anyone. When is the last time you saw someone, like, blow up a Wendy's because they were like, I'm gonna prove to everyone that the earth is flat? That shit's not happening. They're so peaceful. Obviously, there are some conspiracy theorists that, believe conspiracy theories that are either actually dangerous or they are just dangerous people that subscribe to a certain conspiracy theory. It's a little different. But the vast majority of conspiracy theories, have no harm. I was going to say the Shane Dawson theory where he said that Chuck E. Cheese pizza was recycling their pizza. That did have a little harm. I feel like they, like, lost a lot of customers. Not me. I actually went to a Chuck E. Cheese for the first time in, like, years because of that. I wanted to see for myself. So maybe a marketing ploy? I don't know. But... yeah, like, obviously, I think it's, like, a little bit annoying. I think that's, like, what it comes down to, why some people are so, like, shut the fuck up whenever they hear about conspiracy theories, is because it's, like, sometimes annoying, especially, like, when the theory that someone has is, like, already, like, refuted with proof. And while that proof may not be, like, available to every single person, like, I can't see with my own fucking eyes that the earth is not flat unless I am on my Bezos shit and, like, have a space ship that can, like, leave Earth so I can actually see. I'm never going to see with my own eyes that the Earth is flat. So, you know, if you're, like, someone that's, like, extremely paranoid and, like, doesn't believe information that they haven't seen with their own eyes, like, yeah, you're gonna hold on, you're going to believe that. And there's not much that people, you can say the Earth is round and they're going to believe that it's flat still. Other things, like, I don't know if there's a, like, a sky is not blue conspiracy circle. Actually, no, I literally just made that up. That's not fucking real. Also, y'all like my frog shoes? Sorry. I took a CBD gummy to sleep the other night, and I think it actually reset my fucking brain pathways. And I had an insane, like, stress dream, which I feel like is the opposite effect, and I don't think I'm going to take those anymore, but, anyways, so back to wrap things up, to get to where we fucking started with this episode. There's no, to me at least, because of all these conspiracies, there's no joy anymore in the excitement of aliens. Because it's like, when we do fucking find aliens, whenever that may be, even if it's like we find life on another planet, there's no dopamine to be had from that, okay? Like, we've had our brains have, like, already gone off 10 times legitimately thinking that there's aliens because of shit like the pilots saying they all saw a UFO, or the UFO that crash landed and there was non-human remains in it. Like, we're like desensitized to it. I think that's what it is. We're like desensitized to fucking aliens, even though we've, like, never seen them. We've never found them. Allegedly. And that sucks, because if the day comes and I turn on the TV and there's, like, undisputed evidence that we found aliens, I'm not going to feel anything. I'm going to go on Fall Guys on my Nintendo Switch and probably play it for 3 hours while listening to, like, a podcast. Like, also, let me know if y'all play anything while you listen to my podcast. I'm so curious, because when I listen to a podcast, I like, usually play Fall Guys or I'm, like, on the train. But what do you do? What the frick do you do, Buster, when you listen to this? So, yeah, it's sad. It really is sad. Like, all the joy, for me at least, is gone for the mystery of aliens. Because part of me doesn't even, like, want to, like, say aliens dropped. Say new alien dropped, like, tomorrow. I wouldn't want to, like, it would be so fucking annoying. Like, all the insufferable alien conspiracy theorists that finally won, like, they finally have it, and even though they were wrong like 99% of the fucking time, it's the 1%, no, beyond that, like, it's the 0.00001% of times where they were fucking right, and then it'd be so nice. And I can't even, like, complain about that, because I do obviously, like, my predictions every year. Oh shit, I need to, like, do those pretty soon. I need to get a list together. Listen, I actually know some shit, because I actually am tapped into fucking levels of the universe you would never understand, motherfucker. But, no, it's, like, with those, like, okay, I will say, like, I do have a lot of, predictions that come true, which are kind of crazy. Some are, like, so out of left field. Like, I predicted last year that it was, like, when the Wednesday show was blowing up, the Jenna Ortega show. I predicted that Jenna Ortega would come out and say that she actually hated the show. And that was so fucking random. Like, there was literally no reason for me to even, like, say that. I just said it. And then she literally did. She was like, yeah, like, there were so many things about the show that made no sense. Essentially saying, like, she didn't like some of the direction of it. So I was like, damn, like, maybe I'm right. But with my predictions, it's like, I have a lot of predictions that don't fucking come true at all. Like, they're so far away from the mark. And then it's, like, the one that comes through, like, the Queen Elizabeth one. Boom. Like, we're back on the horse, baby. And that is how it's going to be when when we actually find aliens. And it's going to – I'm predicting. I'm predicting this going to have, like, a ripple effect across, like, all other conspiracies. Because, you know, if you have – most people don't just, like, have one little, like, conspiracy theory as a hobby. They, like, if you believe in, like, QAnon, you're gonna be believing in, like, a whole bunch of other shit. So, it's, like, the bitches that think that we're saying that aliens are real this whole time, suddenly, boom, we're gonna have to be hearing about, Joe Biden is a reptile. Actually, that might be true, honestly, at this fucking point. Like, that man actually, lights are on, nobody's home. But, we're gonna be hearing about that for the next, like, decade beyond. They'd be like, oh, you didn't believe me when I said that aliens were real? Well, Starbucks Frappuccinos have sperm in it. I don't know. Like, it's going to be never ending. So, like, part of me is like, wow, how lit would that be if we found aliens? But I don't want to live in a fucking post-alien world where I have to listen to people gloat about finding aliens. Did the doorbell ring? Stop. I thought the doorbell rang, but I just yelled so fucking loud that, like, my ear rang. So, in short, like, I have such mixed feelings about conspiracy theories and the people that hold them, because, yeah, like, they're not really doing anything, but goddamn, it'll be annoying if they're right about really anything. So I just believe what I can see, but I also, like, recognize that science is fucking real, and my biggest belief is that if there was funky shit going on, we would know about it because we have iPhones. I can boil down almost every single little worry in my mind about, like, aliens and existential shit like that, because we literally just have iPhones and could record it if something was happening. Same with fucking ghosts. Sorry, like, to take a quick little tangent onto ghosts. They're not real. They're not fucking real, because where are the videos of ghosts? Where are the actual videos? I'm not talking the videos on TikTok where it's, like, the top half of the screen is someone playing, like, Grand Theft Auto 5, like, doing a custom map, fucking flying cars through the sky, and then the bottom half is, like, a shitty Ring video doorbell that someone edited of someone, like, floating. Like, I'm not talking that. Where are the actual videos? Like, where are the videos of, like, someone, like, live on Twitch or something and their grandma starts floating or their dead dog is like, I miss you. Like, never fucking happened. Never happened. And beyond that, like, just anything, like, beyond ghosts, like, anything that's, what's it called, like, extraordinary, there is no proof, there is no evidence. And also just from a scientific, like, not that my ass knows this, the slightest thing about science, but from, like, a scientific perspective, the inexplainable is called the inexplainable for a fucking reason, because it can't happen. One of the biggest things that I hear when people are like, ghosts are real, blah, 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 is like, we just don't know everything about the universe. Like, we know most of it. We know pretty much all of it. Obviously, we don't know what the fuck is happening 4 quadrillion light years from Earth, but we have a pretty good grasp. With modern technology in 2023, we have a pretty good grasp of just in general what the fuck is going on. And what I boil down most ghost sightings, alien sightings down to is you are probably hallucinating or you have a flavor of mental illness. The odds of someone just plain old hallucinating something are much, 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 much fucking higher than... Say you saw a ghost. Say there's a ghost right here, and you fully believe in your mind that you're seeing a ghost. You actually see the ghost because you are having a hallucination. The odds of that being fucking real are so much, so much in favor of you just being fucking crazy than like an actual alien. And obviously, people. I think why these conspiracy theories, or ghost sightings, or blah 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 blah. Carry weight is because you are always going to first and foremost believe your telling of it. And if you legitimately saw a fucking ghost because you're hallucinating something because you haven't slept for 3 days straight, or you drank a fucking prime energy drink and your neurons are short-circuiting, like, you're gonna believe that that was real, and that shit will carry weight in your life. That might be a catalyst moment to make you think that ghosts are real or aliens are real. So that's why, like, the proof is in the fucking pudding. Show me a real in 4K. I want to see a ghost in goddamn 4K. I've never seen it, and I'm so, believe me, I'm so tapped into live leak before it got deleted and like the underbelly of the internet. I would have fucking seen a ghost if it got recorded, but it hasn't. So with that all being said, let's get into this week's drama. This week's drama comes from @GrishmaBella9221. Thank you for your drama. Thank you for sharing it with me. If you want me to read your drama on a future episode of Drama Mama, please comment it on the YouTube video version of this podcast. One sentence only, okay? We only have so much time on the screen, Earth. And I'll read it on a future episode and give you my advice, my 2 cents. Anyways, they said, this is more of a question. Me and my sister argue a lot. It's common. But if I tell her that she does something wrong or incorrect, it triggers her to get mad and she denies her mistake, to which ego comes to mind. What are your thoughts about ego and why does it affect so much in a person's lifestyle? Some people just can't fucking, like, be wrong. Like, some people... And I know this, like, from a firsthand perspective, because I used to, like, literally hate being wrong. I would try and fight it, even, like, if, like, I could be, like, saying something completely wrong. They could, like, show me the facts. Wow, this is, like, kind of, like, pertaining to what we just talked about with, like, ghosts and aliens and shit. But, like, I would, like, still try and fight. Be like, well, you're wrong, actually, still. And, yeah, like, some people will, like, try and gaslight you to just, like, try and still find a way to win an argument. And, like, if it's, like, something like a mistake or something, sometimes people, like, might feel backed into a corner and, like, just try and make you seem, like, fucking crazy so that they, like, somehow won the argument. I think ego really shows its face in an ugly way in arguments and like in confrontations, because it shows when like someone doesn't want to be a team player or like they don't want to get to like an actual productive conclusion to an argument. They just want to be the winner. Like, bitch, you're not playing Fortnite. Like, you can lose, you can take an L, and it's okay. It's okay to be wrong. That's what I have to say. It's okay to be wrong, and fucking tell them that. Say, you're wrong and it's okay. It's okay that you're crazy. You're fucking crazy, but it's okay. I love you all. Thanks for submitting your drama, by the way. I love you all. I'll see you next Wednesday. Take care, my mamas. Love you so much. Stay hydrated. Pocari Sweat. Yum, yum, yum.